My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jim Bishop wrote a book entitled The Day Christ Died. Bishop's book contains a beautiful passage describing how the Jewish people felt about the coming of the Messiah. The passage goes something like this, I quote, "The coming of the Messiah was a sweet national obsession. It was joy beyond imagining, happiness beyond belief. It was comfort for the weary farmer's bones as he lay in bed at night with his family, waiting for sleep. It was a dream of every gray-haired person. It was the thing a small child looked to a mountain of white clouds to see. It was the hope of Judea in chains. The Messiah was always the promise of tomorrow morning." Unquote. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, when John the Baptist showed up at the Jordan River, people got excited. The emergence of John was like the sudden sounding of the voice of God. Throughout long centuries, the voice of prophecy had been silent. But in John, the prophetic voice spoke again. What then were the characteristics of John and his message? William Barclay, a Scottish theologian, gave these four characteristics of John and his message. First, John fearlessly denounced evil whenever he might find it. If the ordinary people were living lives which were unaware of God, John would tell them. Second, John summoned men to righteousness. He not only denounced the men for what they had done, he summoned them to what they ought to do. Third, John came from God. He came out of the desert. He came to men only after he had undergone years of long preparation. And fourth, John pointed beyond himself. This man was not only light to illumine evil, to a voice to rebuke sin, he was also a signpost to God. It was not himself he wished men to see. He wished to prepare them for the one who was to come. My dear brothers and sisters, to appreciate John's words about making a straight path for the Lord, we must remember that a few ancient roads were fade with gravel. We must remember that few ancient roads were paved with gravel or stone. Most ancient roads were simply mud paths. When a king planned to visit to a certain town of his kingdom, he sent advance men ahead of him to have the people fill up mud holes and strengthen out the path. Another thing the advanced man did was to instruct the people in the proper protocol to receiving the King. Concerning the protocol for receiving the Lord, John says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I." And so, my dear brothers and sisters, we may rephrase John's complete message this way: I am not the Messiah, but I am the Messiah's advance man. Repent and be baptized for his coming. John does what every true religious leader ought to do. He turns attentions away from himself and focuses it on Jesus. That's what the church does during Advent. It focuses our attention on Jesus. It acts as his advance man and tells us his coming. Finally, it explains to us how to prepare for his coming. The coming of Jesus that the season of Advent talks about is not only his coming in history, which we celebrate at Christmas, but also his final coming at the end of history. Matthew says of this final coming in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew says, "When the Son of Man comes as a king, he will sit on his royal throne, and the people of all the nations will be gathered before him. Then he will divide them into two groups, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. The king will say to the people on his right, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, come and possess the kingdom.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Away to the eternal fire.'" And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the message of today's Gospels is this: John is not the Messiah. He is the Messiah's advance man. John tells us how to prepare for the coming of Jesus. And the coming we prepare for is not just the coming in history of our Savior, but also his coming at the end of history as a judge. A gentle reminder for all of us: if you haven't been to confession in a while, Jesus wants to welcome you back and invites you to participate in the beautiful sacrament of reconciliation. Take a step of faith, and you will be surprised about how free you feel about taking part in the sacrament of reconciliation. So many Catholics describe incredible feelings of peace, feeling of joy, relief, and love that they never expected. Jesus is calling us to experience his mercy in this way, especially in this Advent season. Listen again to what John the Baptist wants us to do: repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen.